Hello and welcome to another episode of Amon Sheeran's Pirate Radio. On today's episode, we have two very special and illustrious guests, my two childhood friends. One is Matt Parolo and one is John Bram.
Hey,
what's up?
We're just going to catch up because we haven't talked in a while. But yeah, what have you guys been up to lately?
John, you go first.
I'm not doing much. I'm still in school. I'm taking some more classes for PA school, doing some volunteer work at the fire department back in our hometown in Syosset. I'm doing some...
Is it the one by the train station?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm doing some EMS stuff. I'm a EMT now. So working, doing some that, doing some COVID swabbing some people's noses for COVID, and then running the tests. That's about it, man.
That's awesome. We'll get into it more, and we'll get into the jiu-jitsu and the whole thing. But Matt, you go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, John's definitely up to way more than I am at the moment. I'm unemployed right now, but I actually have had a few interviews with this one company. It's a tech startup company. I was with another IT company out of school for the past 2 years, but was laid off due to, COVID cuts, unfortunately. But I saw it as a blessing in disguise because I was kind of looking to get out of there anyway. So it kind of just worked out. And it's great to just see what is out there in the job market and just kind of get back into what I want to do, I guess. I was content with that last job, but it was kind of getting stressful with having to worry about different jobs, I guess, within the company because they were letting a lot of people go. Hopefully no one from my past company sees this, but you know, I don't have a grudge, but yeah, it's fine. You know, it's happened to everyone. I was able to work, you know, from March until November. So it's not like I got laid off right when COVID hit. So I was fortunate enough for that. But for example, I was able to get into Adobe and design, which I was doing throughout college, and I had to take a break from it because of this job out of college. So that's something I see as a blessing in disguise, and just seeing what else is out there on LinkedIn. I think a lot more people are hiring nowadays, so that's definitely a plus. Right now I'm in Babylon on the south shore of Long Island. I've like shuffled around Long Island, you know, my whole life basically, so that's where I reside right now. But I'll bring it back to you, Amon.
All right, thanks, that was very official, I appreciate that. But so the light's kind of with the vaccine coming, we see the light at the end of the tunnel with COVID. In terms of the stimulus, I got a pop quiz for you guys. If this next, let's say 1,200 hits, what are you doing with your stimulus check?
I just want to put it in savings. I don't want to
lame.
No, I would love to buy a new pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to just like, you know, waste it all on like a pair of like $300 sneakers. But that's just like, that's stupid. You know, I need to put it away in savings because eventually I'm going to move out. I'm living at my girlfriend's parents' house right now. So, you know, I'm just trying to save up as much as I can right now.
I definitely respect that. I will buy a PS5 with that. But
are those available again or no?
I'm hoping. It's been long enough. So we'll see. Yeah. How about you, John?
Definitely not giving it to a charity or anything like that. I'm going to get a new iWatch.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I want an iWatch.
Is that an Apple Watch or no?
No, mine's just from Amazon. It's like $16.
You got Garmin Gang right here getting back into running.
You're a runner, though, so Garmin Gang till you die, right?
Hell yeah.
Good stuff.
All right. Yeah, so speaking of athletics and running, John is there was actually a conversation I had with – so we'll only use first names, but I had it with – I had a conversation in high school with this kid, but we're only going to use first names. I meant to say that before, but like, don't know full names. Anyway, it was with Kieran, and he said he was the guy he'd least like to fight in our grade was John Bram.
Why have I not heard that until right now?
Is this John Doe, the Indian kid we know?
Yes, he is.
Okay. I don't, I'm not really a, like,
he's not a fighter.
No, that's what I mean. But like, just because of your jiu-jitsu experience, and he just had a lot of respect for you.
That's good to say. We used to wrestle together. He actually, me and Matt Parola wrestled on the same team as him, and he had a cool match. Remember, Matt?
Yeah, I remember like it was yesterday. I felt bad for him, but you know, hopefully it doesn't haunt him too much. But he did have to wrestle a girl.
I remember hearing about this.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone knew about it.
So as of the time, it was definitely a lose-lose. You win, you beat a girl. Lose, you lost to a girl. Did he give his full effort as to respect her athletic prowess?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And what was the result of the match?
John?
She definitely, she prowessed over him. She ended up winning.
Yeah, she got the W. But
this is the this girl is like, I guess like, what is like been a wrestler.
What school was it even?
It doesn't matter.
I don't even remember.
No, but I know that first names only. Alexander. Wrestled against her also.
The same girl.
And he ended up winning.
That's good.
Yeah, so I guess one for the team, one for, you know.
Respect. But we want to get into what belt are you currently in the jits world?
So I got my black belt in 2019.
Clap break.
Oh, thank you. I was 21, so I think it was 2017. No, I wrote it down on the belt, but I don't remember I think 21, and I'm the youngest black belt from my jiu-jitsu school, I've just been training since I was around 11. There was ups and downs, you know, like I'm training, some days I'm training hard, some days I don't want to be there, but I really love it. I found a family there, and it's good to know that you could train with a lawyer, a doctor, or, you know, like anybody, a sanitation worker, a teacher, and you're all the same on the mat. You all respect each other, and you all try to make each other better. And that's what I love about jiu-jitsu. I love that there's no regimented rules that, you know, or techniques that you have to do perfectly. You could make it your own. I like that when you go to the competition, you see all familiar faces, like I'm sure you did when with cross country and things like that. So I've just been training since, for I guess over 10 years, and it's been a wild ride, and you have to forget about the end result, which is a black belt, because there's no real end result in martial arts. There's no you're never going to be a master. You can't master every technique. There's always going to be younger guys or stronger, you know, so it's a never-ending journey, and I love that about it.
Definitely. I have similar experiences in the running world, but one of the quotes I like from MMA is iron sharpens iron, like you were saying with
training. Yeah, that's something my coach says a lot. Iron sharpens iron, exactly. We try to make each other better, and we push each other, and it's a great time.
Are you itching to get back on the mat competition wise?
It's going to be a bit of a while to get back on the mat competition wise just because I'm so stressed out about school and work and things like that. I need to lose a bunch of weight just to be a little bit more competitive. But I would love to get back on the mat and compete again. I think that's where you learn the most. I think one competition is worth 6 months of training, just because you know all your weaknesses right then and there. You don't have to guess or, you know, so you could be the king of your gym, but that doesn't mean you're the king of the world. Yeah, the world. You know, you just because you beat up, you know, some old guy at the gym doesn't mean your equivalent is gonna be that. His equivalent
doesn't
is
mean you're not a Gordon Ryan.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, great reference,
terms, man. Baby.
Doesn't mean you're an Efro Sheetman by any means.
Yeah, that's still my gamer tag.
That's a classic.
All right, we got to go to that. Perfect. Perfect segue into a childhood memory. I'm going to take us back to circa 2006 in John Bram's basement playing the original UFC
on
the Xbox 360. And Matt's always been a funny guy. And so I still have it going. I am Irish. Matt, so you go. Tell that story, Matt.
Well, I didn't make up the name. That was definitely John. So
don't
give me the credit for that. I think we were just like, we were in his basement and you must've had the 360 at the time. I don't even remember what age we were. I don't even know. Must've been at least like 10 years old, but we wanted to make like a create your player. And I guess instead of Amon Sheeran, and you must have had like long curly hair or something at the time. Yeah. So yeah, you still do kind of. So John came up with the name Efro Sheetman, you know, as your like little alias on the mat. So I mean, I'll always remember that name. So
it's literally still my Xbox gamertag. I shit you not. And my friends are like when I'm playing with my friends are like Efro Sheep, do you have any ammo? Like
it sounds like your name, but it's not your name, so it's good for a gamer tag probably.
Yeah keep it. That's good.
We have so many good memories, like not just that, we just go growing up all near each other. I know we grew up around the block from each other.
Yeah, I love that block to that day. Yeah. To this day, so many people lived on that block.
So
yeah.
Close to Village, the Sledding Hill.
Yeah.
We were on one side of St. Edwards. Matt was on the other side. Mm-hmm. And
shout out to the SEC. St. Edward the Confessor. We'll get into some CYO, but I want
Brian. Good. That's a whole different category on its own.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
So what were we talking about? Efro?
Just the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. The neighborhood. We had a good time around the neighborhood. We always... We had people from our grade a lot, from the grade above, and then from the grade above that, 2 years older than us.
Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony.
Abby.
Chris. I wonder what Abby's up to.
What about John Filippo? Whatever happened to
We're going to have to bleep that. John. Wait,
That's his first name.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He's Italian. Yeah.
He was a little Italian kid with dark glasses.
Oh my god, yeah, John Philippe. I'm sorry, shout out to John Philippe across the street
from John Filippo.
But when you say Italian, you shorten it like John.
Yeah ask the Irish in the group.
He must be
a year or two younger than
that much younger than us, right?
Yeah he's not
he just looked like so young because he was like small.
He was a cool kid. And then Amon, the way we really brought our bond together was the neighborhood babysitter
Caroline.
Caroline.
She came to my graduation.
Your high school or?
High school.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah. So
a close relationship. So
we had a neighborhood babysitter named Caroline.
I think I remember this.
She's an old, she's sweet. She was strict, but she was very sweet and overall a good babysitter, but she's like an old Armenian lady and like my parents just like left us with her.
Yeah it was honestly terrible.
thank you
but it was a good time. I mean, it was just all the neighborhood kids. She tried to keep us in order.
She's a drill sergeant,
and then she would feed us dinner and then we would go home.
What would she give you for dinner? Like, would she like pick up McDonald's?
It was like this breaded chicken. We did have some trips to like walk to Mario's and stuff like that. That was fun. But it was just like this very standard breaded chicken.
Just a breaded. Did she make it or was it like
she threw it in the oven? She made it.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Like breadcrumbs. Yeah.
Damn.
Sometimes she would be there in the morning. We would see her in the morning. Like she would drop us off at the bus stop, right? And then, but usually we would be after school.
That just sparked a memory. She lived two door down.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. which is like,
wow, crazy. No commute at all for her. She just needs to walk like five.
But used to walk to her house for breakfast.
She had it. Wow. She had it good. She didn't have to like travel anywhere for work. And that was that, I guess.
She had like the whole block somehow.
Yeah. She had the whole block.
She really did.
This is my corner. I babysit here.
Yeah. She ran that all block. Right.
I got to set this up properly because this is a legendary story. My father, Kevin, my name's on the podcast, so I can say his name. Kevin Sheeran. He says hi, by the way.
Whoa.
I hope he's doing good.
He's doing great.
I miss that guy.
What were you saying, John?
No. I'm happy to hear his name brought up.
Yeah, because people know my name, so I can say his name. Kevin Sheeran was our CYO third grade basketball coach. And there was a legendary practice at whatever elementary school.
Berry Hill. That's all where we practice.
Shout out Berry Hill. Bleep it. Just bleep it, Avon.
You guys are giving me so much work. But all right. So I'll ask you both separately. Matt, I'll start with you. What does the phrase boxed juice mean to you?
What does it mean? Well, I don't know if it was boxed with an ED at the end. I think it was just
boxed.
So the genesis of that is we must have just been like stretch. The third graders even stretch for basketball practice. I don't know, but
we stretched.
Yeah, probably. That was a good move by him. even like a 10-year-old could, you know, pull your knee or whatever leg. But I think we were sitting and Justin. I won't say his last name, but everyone knows him by his last name. You know, he was always causing mischief, I feel like. So
that's your next guest, Damon.
I know.
Yeah,
he
has to be your next guest. And I would honestly join again if he's on the show. But anyway, you know, we're just sitting in the gym. We're like 9 years old. And Justin finds this empty juice box, and I don't know what he did. He must have like threw it or something. And all your dad said was, "What is that? A box juice?" And then we all just like died laughing because we never heard that. We never heard like, you know, he shifted orders of the word basically. So I don't know. I'll always remember that too. And that just means I don't know what it means to me. It's just the nostalgic feeling. Really,
John?
Yeah, playing for Kevin, Coach Kevin, was awesome.
That was an incredible season. We were really the underdogs.
John, I'm going to share your Instagram post.
Yeah, do it up.
On my story.
Yeah, do it up.
I'm going to do it live. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Coach Kevin, it was a great time. It was just all my best friends. And then we had one kid doing cartwheels.
Alex.
He was doing his own thing. That's okay. we were
just playing. Vibes. Just
we were
vibes.
Doing we were doing layup drills. He was doing cartwheels. It's okay. Other than that, we also had two kids that we didn't really know that well, but they knew each other very well. And
it was like Jordan and Pippen of 2004.
Exactly. We had
but gingers. Those are the Scalabrine.
So they kind of I felt they were the ball hogs, and they
100%.
They also were super like
they kept to themselves. They didn't interact.
Yeah, but
they never passed the ball. And if they see this, and they see this,
we're still mad about
talking
it.
About them, then I still want them to know that like that kind of still pisses me off to this day. It could be petty, but at the same time, like, give the ball to Bram, give it to Amon. Like, you guys were just as good as them, and we were 9 years old, so I don't even know why this is still, you know,
deep-seated trauma.
Yeah, but they were also very like, what's the word with like over dramatic like when they were like foul. Like,
Bram, you're gonna have to make your account not private for like 2 seconds. I'll take a screenshot, forget it.
I'm gonna send it to you.
No, I found the Instagram post. I'm going to screenshot it. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Sorry.
They were just super, super dramatic. I felt like they knew how to sell a foul, like better than LeBron or anything.
They invented the flop, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
And but at the end of the day, we played great.
Towards the end of the season, I think they really did start like sharing the ball, and they were really, really good. I'll give them that. And we're 9 years old at this time. It's not even like we're talking about high school basketball here, where it's like more competitive, but like that was probably like the height of my competitiveness in basketball. But yeah, they were, and towards the end, I think everyone was getting involved, and that's probably why we ended up going into the championship, which was like, we weren't expecting to do
that. Was the biggest deal in elementary school and middle school.
Yeah.
The intramurals, it was more serious than what was
going on. I cried that day.
Yeah. I remember that.
Damn. It was like the talk of school. Like, it was more serious. Cool. Like,
wearing our varsity jackets.
Who did we play against?
I think it was the Stefanowski team.
John and say the other kid's name.
I said the last name.
Oh, goddamn it, Amon.
But last name only is fine if you don't say whatever. I'm just going to figure this out in post.
Yeah, but I remember some sketchy thing was going on
with the playing time, right?
Yeah, with the playing time. Like, dude, these kids are in third grade. Like, let other kids play, you know?
That's
like,
really funny.
It's not that serious.
I don't remember that.
Even with, I think baseball in Syosset, it was even worse than that.
It was like, far worse. Yeah.
I was a part of a lot of teams that just had everyone involved. Like, it's kind of just, you look back at these parents and they favored their own kids or like their kids' friends. Like,
why don't
you get the other kids involved? You know, it's important for their development.
And okay. That's okay.
Probably why some of them are under like tax evasion or whatever. Sorry. I don't know if you could say that.
Yeah. But, no, we're going to let it fly. I'm going to leave everything in and we'll deal with the repercussions later.
Not like those kids are wide. They're all in Miami living.
No, this podcast is huge and we're big in Miami.
Huge in Miami.
I just got a live text from my twin. Bridget, shout out to her, even though she doesn't listen.
Don't say her last name.
Marist alum.
Marist alum. Miss Durst class.
Oh, ooh. Hell yeah. Miss Durst.
Let's go to Greenkill. Let's take this pirate radio ship to Greenkill.
And we were all in the same group, too. We always ended up like being together somehow.
And shout out to her for that, for organizing. Because it was very serious. I remember Georgine came to our house with like a list of like different, because we had to like list out like your top 10. And then, like, two people you did not want a room with. I don't know if you guys remember.
Really? Georgine or... Wait, I thought her name
Georgine was... with an E. Or maybe it's an A. But we were talking about the same person for sure.
Georgina?
Yeah.
Matt, was it Georgine or Georgina?
I think it's Georgine.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
But she had, like, a list, like, organizing, like, a whole... Anyway.
Damn, but... shouts to her. I didn't even know that.
But there was, like, for Bridget, like, who would be in, like, whatever room.
Anyway. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But... Greenkill memories. So we're all changing in the morning and our teacher walks in. Does anyone remember what she said?
Oh, I don't remember at all. I remember
I'll tell you exactly what she said. And this would not fly today. She said,
oh God.
And she did like a face. She was like, ooh, we got some sexy boys in here. And that's a direct quote.
Oh my God. Oh shit.
Yeah, that's a direct quote. That, actually.
Yeah.
We thought that was hilarious, but
yeah, it wasn't a big deal. Like, we were just like, yeah.
And what, they were still saying that type of stuff like how old were we, 10? So like 15 years ago, really? Like, they're still saying that type of stuff. Like, that's funny. But she was a legend. She was my favorite teacher in elementary school.
Yeah, an awesome teacher. I don't mean to slander her, and again,
no, not at all,
get her name, but she was awesome.
Well,
like, it was just very funny, lighthearted. It wasn't anything serious.
Yeah, about our third grade teacher, did we like her?
Podfin? Yeah.
I like, she was very nice. She was nice. We just like, that was a hectic class. Like, just like so many people were.
There was like serious rivalries. I wanted to kill some of the young girls.
Say their names.
Allie.
Who?
Allie.
Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah.
And Rachel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. But Allie ended up being like a really
very nice. I know she was part of
it. Yeah. Like, obviously, when you're in elementary school, like, you could be a problem child and then turn out to be like the nicest person ever. So I haven't talked to her in years, but yeah, I would never thought, like, looking back in third grade, I thought she was always like trying to like pull a fast one on us and like get us in trouble, like with Tommy. Like, she got Tommy in trouble for something and he was like all pissed off about it. But then, like, you know, going into high school, like, definitely rekindled like a friendship there. So that was good. But yeah, that class was hectic. Like, a lot of things went down. And I was George was new, right, to Syosset when he was new to our class, and he was like the coolest dude.
Oh my God, he was a legend. He was a legend.
Yeah,
he was cool. Like, oh my God, this is new kid. And then I ended up like not liking him as much in high school.
You were just jealous, probably.
No, not from that. Like from high school's, like he would just turned out to be a jerk. I felt.
Okay. Whatever. Well, hopefully he doesn't see this, and then.
Hopefully he does, and he comes on the podcast to discuss. Yeah, anyone, sense. By the way, anyone mentioned on the podcast and you disagree, come on, we'll hash it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple of people lined up that want to be on your podcast, Amon.
All right, the one you sent me, I just can't. I can't do
you it. Can't it would be the most
it would be legendary time. But there's a lot of people Justin? I need to have on before them. We won't say who it is, but
okay. Justin?
No, Justin's coming on.
All right, hell yeah.
Texts are flying in from our source Bridget. Matt's Designs, I know we were going to shout that out.
Thank you.
And then how Miss Durst played the piano.
Oh yeah, Miss Durst. Oh my god, like what other teacher would be doing that? Wait, was Bridget in our class?
I don't even think she was.
Were you able to? Yeah, now I'm thinking, like, were you ever able to be in the same class?
Yeah, so in middle school, we were on, like, the same team.
Yeah.
Like, we had the same teachers, but not ever in the same class.
Okay, that makes sense. But, yeah, so whenever it was someone's birthday in Ms. Durst's class, she had a piano, and she would, you know, play Happy Birthday and other songs like that. She was like a second mother, like 100%, you know, and she was just like so nice. Like sometimes I don't think about that time too much, but now that we're talking about it, I have like a flow of memories coming in. And yeah, I mean, and speaking of pianos, remember when you knocked down the keyboard in Miss Getlin's class doing the cha-cha slide? That was dope.
Geez. Yeah. Slide to the left. Amon knocks over the keyboard. I remember that's exactly what Matt said after. He's just such a funny guy.
Too many memories in that little school. And then I loved how our fifth grade wing was just like a trailer that was like attached to the main foundation of the school. That was awesome. Yeah, but Miss Durst was great. I love Miss Durst.
Yeah, so we'll move on to middle school. Anything that jumps out at you? From middle school, not really, right? It's kind of
like everywhere. track was
yes, like middle school cross country practice. We were all at one point in the cross country team.
Yeah, I was seventh grade for me, and then I quit eighth grade.
No, we did eighth grade, we did seventh and eighth grade.
Oh, we did, okay,
yeah, because I have all those pictures of us with like Michael's shoe, and it's so hard to say their first names, like people who I call by their last name. Yeah. But
send everything to me, I'll post it on my story.
Okay, yeah. They're all on Facebook. I can find them. But we would just like goof around so much because like at that point, like Amon, you and Ryan were probably like
and Adam.
Who's Adam?
Adam. He's Adam. Like such a last name guy, it's so hard. But you'll think of it. He's a little out there.
Okay, but at that point you were like a superstar like runner. Like you were running with Sessa, Bart. I don't know what you want to say there.
He's good. He's a public figure.
Yeah, exactly. So you were running with him already, like you had a lot of potential. John obviously had his jujitsu. I like wasn't really into sports at all at that point. Like I didn't make the baseball team, I didn't make the basketball team. So I was like, let's just do cross country. Like all my friends are in it. And it just ended up being like a good way to stay in shape and just like to goof around after school and like just grow your bond with everyone. So I definitely thankful for cross country in seventh and eighth grade. And the coach, Mr. Myers, was hilarious. I remember he had my brother like 10 years prior in middle school and my cousin as well. And he knew my cousin. I don't think he really liked my cousin too much because he was like a big goofball, but Meyer was awesome.
Just imagine being Mr. Myers and coaching that team. Like, how would you even begin?
We have a lot of liability. We're all like table popping each other. Like, we could have easily broke our neck.
Mailboxing. You know? Oh my god, that was.
Wait, you forget about that?
No, I'm just trying to like describe how awesome like mailboxing people was. Yeah. So, John, describe mailboxing for the folks who don't know.
So, in order to get to our where we practiced, we had to cross over to a field, and in that field is where we waited for our coaches. And during that time, we would go up to unsuspecting people, and mailbox them, which is essentially getting on all fours behind them without them knowing, and then somebody violently pushing them. And, if they could get airborne for a little bit, like, or do like a perfect 180, like that's just more points. And we used to do that. So, dude, I remember
who even started that wave. Like,
I bet it was Tommy
or Ryan. Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy. Yeah, that guy is always up to no good.
I was talking to him recently. Hopefully we'll have him on.
Yeah, he would be a good one to have on the he remembers a lot.
He's in law school.
Yeah, he's going to Toro, I think. But I feel like he remembers more of that stuff than I do, and he'll like surprise me with random memories all the time.
I have a good memory for that stuff too.
Cross country?
Just like long term memory in general, but just mailboxing people. It's just so much fun.
I remember at one point we like put a chair in a tree or something like that, and like that guy Joe, you know who we were talking about, Joe, he was always such a good sport, but something with him, and like we found a beach chair, and me and the other Joe, the taller Joe, like put it like hanging in a tree, and I still have that. I think it's on Facebook. I'll send you all those photos
if there's any questions of like we don't know a last name, just throw it in the chat because I don't know the two Joes. So just chat.
Okay.
In the chat, I know the one Joe he's talking about.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, Maddie, throw it in the chat.
It's Justin. There's only one Joe.
No, no one's. It's Joe and Joe.
They're both Joe. That's he's thinking of this. But Matt, look at this.
I never even knew how close.
Just so inside baseball. we gotta keep it going. So anything like, I guess we kind of, I don't even want to, it's like sappy, but we drifted apart a little bit in high school. But it was always like fun times. We were always cool.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but you were an athlete.
Naturally happens to any group of friends, really. Same thing with me, Tommy, Ryan, Michael. Michael went to another high school.
Andrew too.
Yeah, Andrew. I think I had a dream about him last night with his two older brothers, and I'm like, I haven't seen these guys in like 8 years. I don't know why I'm dreaming about these guys.
It's really funny because Andrew went to the Nod, mm-hmm. Which is an all boys school.
Yep.
And they won the national championship in the 4x8.
He was good at track, right?
Yeah, he was very fast. Good athlete. Yeah, he was always like a good goalie, and he was a good 800 meter runner, and he was on their 4x800 meter team, and in the same race they came in first and we came in sixth, which the top six got all American honors.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so it's pretty
crazy. That guy has some long legs that worked out in his favor a lot of the time. Track, soccer.
Yeah. What else do we got? All right, so Matt, I want to get into your stuff.
And, okay.
So
I just have a question though with Zoom. Doesn't it like X you out after?
Yeah, it was so weird. Like 40 minutes, we should have been done already, but it said you got a gift from Zoom. We extended.
Oh, that's nice.
So if we ever have time, if we ever do have to cut it off, I'll let you guys know. Okay. We'll pop back on to finish up.
Okay.
Yeah. So definitely. I want to get into like your graphic design and all that stuff. Yeah. Because you're always artistic.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, it's just always been a hobby of mine, obviously growing up, just watching like SpongeBob or Rocket Power and drawing along with the show and stuff like that. Like that was one of my main hobbies as a kid. And then, you know, you get into sports more, you get more busy, like as you go into middle school and stuff, but I still had somewhat of an interest in drawing. And then kind of when high school came around is like, I kind of just ditched it completely. You know, got into radio, had a show on WKWZ actually from sophomore to senior year, which was awesome. On the FM.
Not to cut you off, but Judd Apatow was involved in the origination of
WKWZ. And to go off of that, he and Anderson Cooper visited Syosset High School our junior year of high school to do a 60 Minutes segment. And I actually ended up meeting both of them. At the time, I had no idea who Anderson Cooper was. Everyone was going towards him to like get a picture, and like no one was near Judd Apatow at all. I'm like, this is like the Syosset legend. You guys are all going towards this guy with the white hair and glasses for some reason. I didn't watch that at that. I mean, what 16-year-old watches 60 Minutes really? But that was like probably the best celebrity sighting / meetup I've ever had. I have a picture with him actually. But yeah, he's a legend. He had like Jerry Seinfeld in the studio. He kind of just like pioneered that radio station in Syosset. So it's just like awesome to have him in the roots there. So that was like a huge interest of mine. I got way more into music through high school. I started playing the bass. Actually was in Battle of the Bands with Michael. There's so many Michaels. I don't know if you know.
Throw it in chat. Throw it in chat.
Michael, Chris, and Ryan.
I got him now.
I know. Michael, yep. Chris, and Ryan. And we made the Battle of the Bands senior year. And it was awesome, like playing on that that auditorium stage. And we didn't win. I forget who won. But that was just like so cool. And a lot of my friends were like really into music, like Dylan, Ben, Chris, even John, not this John, but another John. He went to Regis. I think you could put the two and two together. Yeah. But they had their own band like going back to seventh grade. So they kind of helped me get into music. My brother, obviously, he played the bass throughout his whole life. He still does to this day. So he gave me his, you know, hand-me-down bass when I was probably like 16 or so. And then eventually I got a newer bass for Christmas. So I always wanted to, you know, keep that going. And I haven't done it in a while. It's actually in my storage unit right now, but once I have my own place, I definitely want to get a new amp and get into that. But that has nothing to do with design, but it's just another thing I kind of grew into, you know, music, podcasting, radio, and all of that. And then into college, I actually played in the marching band. I played tuba from, what was it, like sixth grade until 12th grade. I was able to get a scholarship at Marist. So my parents obviously wanted me to just give it a shot, and it was way too much of a commitment. I was finding myself playing tuba like 4 days a week. Like, that's way too much tuba for the week for me, you know? I was walking around a campus with like a little over 2,000 people. It was probably more. It's not that big of a, it's a college, so it's not that big of a school. You know, I'd be walking around on Saturday mornings with this huge piece of metal on my shoulder. I'm like, this is not a good look for me. So I met some cool people through the band, but at the same time, I wanted to get into their podcast club. It was a radio club, but it was really a podcast because it wasn't on the airwaves. It was just through a streaming on iTunes, I think. So that's where I met two of my close friends from college, Adam and Dan. They're a year older. And the way I met them, I went to that club meeting by myself with a Wu-Tang Clan shirt on. And my friend Adam at the time, I had no idea who he was. He was wearing a Wu-Tang Clan shirt. So I just approached him and said, let's do a radio show. And they were really chill about it. And they said, let's do it. So that was the first semester of my of Marist for me. I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, meet these dudes. We're going to do a podcast together. But then I realized I had no extra time with having to study and go to class and then do marching band, symphonic band, jazz band. They signed me up for way too many things I wasn't expecting to be a part of. So towards the end of the first semester, I was even thinking about transferring to New Paltz or elsewhere. But my dad talked me into staying. I told him how I wasn't happy with the marching bands, even though I met like a couple of cool people there. It was very clicky. It just wasn't my type of people, really. So going into the second semester, I visited the music director, who was a really cool guy. I just told him I couldn't do it. I really wanted to get into the radio club. I wanted to just explore other extracurriculars. He understood. You know, tuba players are very sought after because not many people play it. It's a very easy instrument. It's just the backbone of like the symphonic band. But that was probably the best decision I made. I couldn't imagine how different my life would be if I ended up staying in the band for the full 4 years. I don't think I could have done that. But I grew a great friendship with my friends, Adam and Dan. They were a year older. So they had a bunch of other friends they were living with in an on-campus townhouse with a balcony, which was awesome. So it was good to just get away from my dorm, like the confines of the dorm, and meet up with them and then go down to the basement. And Maris had a great studio for podcasting, and they had like great microphones like to start off. And then the president of the club changed and it kind of went downhill my junior year. So we had a good like 2.5 years of our podcast. It was called Wu-Tang Wednesday. We focused on mostly just hip hop. And at the time it was like 2015. So it was when like To Pimp a Butterfly came out, and like Action Bronson was, he's still big, but he was like bigger, I would say, and like Joey Badass. So there was a lot of like good music to discuss. So we would just like, you know, play hip hop a lot, and then just like kind of talk about like current events and music, or just like what's going on in our everyday lives. And then eventually after maybe a year, we started playing more like classic rock because my friend Dan played guitar. And we were playing more like experimental hip hop, like classic hip hop, and, you know, just playing alternative rock music as well. I think another one of our friends eventually joined us for some sessions. So it was really cool. And we would even freestyle sometimes too in down there. We would play instrumental and freestyle. No one was really listening to it. Like maybe like some of our friends.
I tuned in once.
You did? Oh, that's awesome. In. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I mean, we had a Facebook page, so I was always like all over that. Like I loved it. So that definitely helped me like just like create or just like make new friends. Rather than just like be a part of this marching band where like everyone was like very judgmental and stuff. Like it was easily the best decision I made. So that has nothing still to do with design. I'm sorry, I'm going off on a tangent right now.
No, I wanted to ask if the archives are still available for your podcast.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I do. Yes. They're on my Google Drive. I think there's like gotta be like 5 or 6. My friend Dan would just, record it on Audacity once we started up. So like the songs are on there that we played, you know, just everything we talked about. I love like hearing, going back and listening to it. It brings back memories. So that's cool. But, yeah, I could definitely share that with you. It's on my Google Drive. So, but throughout school, I studied media studies, with like, emphasis on video production and graphic design. So I really got to take any type of class that fell under design. So, you know, like basic Photoshop classes to more advanced stuff. But then, you know, going into my senior year, I wanted to get more into like business and marketing because I always had the impression that people like, and I shouldn't even have considered what other people thought. I should have just done what I thought made me happy. But like, people were like, oh, you're not going to find a job in media production. Like, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. But I learned how much media coexists with marketing and marketing communications. I mean, with advertising, that's all media, you know? So I don't know, everyone, it's a rich private school in upstate New York. So there's a lot of people who are just doing finance, you know, and they're like, oh, you're doing media production. Like you have to make a movie for your capping class. Like, it's kind of like they would look down upon me. So I was like, okay, maybe I should like get more into business and stuff like that, just to secure more of a job and make myself more marketable rather than just have media production and become like a production assistant out of school. The salary probably wasn't as high as, you know, another job within marketing or whatever sales could be. So that's why I wanted to get back into design nowadays, because the past 2 years, I was all in sales and marketing and IT, which I learned a lot about. And it was a cool industry, you know, helping out clients, just basically get their work done, make sure they don't get hacked or have like ransomware and malware and all that, all those viruses affecting them. So that was cool. Like that was a good purpose to have, like knowing I'm helping out these, you know, big companies, even if they're smaller, like schools. I think like Syosset was even a client of ours. So it's not that like sales or marketing wasn't an interest of mine, but just like from my roots, like as I was saying, drawing as a young kid into like going into music, into going into radio shows and podcasts and stuff like that. Like I always want to have that in my life. And then the past 2 years working for that company on Long Island, like I had no shot of really getting back into it. I was constantly busy. And then, you know, I work 8:30 to 5:30 every day. And then when I get home, I don't want to, you know, do more stuff. I just want to relax, you know? So I want to make that a point, going forward, even when I do land a new job, to still, incorporate design in, like, you know, my weekly, day-to-day stuff. So, yeah, and that was a long-winded response to your question. I know you just asked about the design, but that I always want to have that a part of my life. Even if I don't find a job in graphic design or videography, that's fine with me. But I always want to do that. Sorry, I'm just closing the door. Just because it's a passion of mine from the beginning. So even, you know, I have an interview today with another IT startup company, you know, and if they give me an offer, I may take it, but I don't want to disregard, you know, making that Instagram account and just like keeping it up to date and stuff like that. So that's kind of my, my spiel there. If anyone's listening and they don't know if they're in college.
Yeah, shout out the handle.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's _ MVP Designs. I just hit 300 followers. So, and they're all like random, like 17-year-old rappers, but still it's, you know, it's like 300 followers. So
that's a target audience right there. Target demographic.
Yeah, exactly. That's where marketing comes into play. But yeah, I think like, don't ever listen. If, I don't know if anyone of your audience is like in college right now.
Absolutely.
It's a tough thing to go through, and especially like if it's your friends or your classmates and they're like, what are you doing in this major, like blah blah blah, like don't take it to heart, like just know what you want to do and go after it. If it makes you happy, go after it. Don't just like do finance because you'll make whatever 65k out of school as a 22-year-old kid. Like yeah, that sounds great. Like, oh, I'm going to be able to get an apartment. But, if you're into science, if you're into whatever, even philosophy, just
podcasting.
Yeah. Podcasting, just do what you're passionate about. Even if it's not your, main source of income or your main job. I think, you know, be in this quarantine, we have so much, free time just, to get into things that we disregarded for so many years. So, that's what I take from it. People take away a good thing from that.
Absolutely. And I appreciate the longer answers, because that's what this podcast is about, is like telling people stories. And
okay,
but yeah, I think everyone should needs like a, not people say side hustle, but I think of like more of as a creative outlet.
Yeah, for sure.
I think you go crazy just sitting in a cubicle all day, and whether it's exercise, because martial arts is definitely an art and it's creative expression.
Of course, yeah.
And yeah, you just need to do something, man. You can't just have you're sitting in an office with a job you don't like. You'll drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, you have your whole life to basically go through that, I feel like. So during these times, certainly having all the extra time, like just find your passion and just like keep going after it, you know?
Yeah, and I think all three of us have passions, and this is certainly one of mine.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm happy you're doing this. I didn't even know, like, I wish I knew in high school, I would have told you to, you know, get on the radio show, but you were always running track, so you were probably always preoccupied.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would have been cool. I mean, I took one, like, class radio? With Mr.
Favilla?
Took, intro to TV. Yeah, whatever. At this point. he's cool. He would probably come on, too.
Favilla, yeah, he might.
Got in touch with him.
I don't even know if he's at Syosset anymore. So
imagine having Art on this podcast.
that would be weird, honestly.
that would be pretty weird. Anyway, John, anything on high school before we move on that you wanted to shout out, or anything off of what Matt said?
Nothing from high school. I just want to just going based off what Matt said, you know, in terms of your passion. You know, the world changes so much in the blink of an eye. Like, who would have known if I told you last year or 2 years ago that everybody would be wearing, you know, a mask and, you know, outside for protection, you would be like, you're crazy. But So the world changes so much, and just creativity is so, I don't know if it's frowned upon, but people tend to brush that aside. I really like the idea that, you know, Matt's going after some his creative side, whether just like he said, well, just like you said, Amon, whether it be your side hustle or not, just out of an outlet,
mm-hmm.
I think is so important.
Definitely. So
yeah, that's all I wanted to add. I think it's very important that people have that outlet.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Because I was finding myself kind of not going crazy, but just constantly thinking about work, or, you know, like I met some good people, did some cool things, like we're able to like go out to a happy hour with them. But I was always a little upset at the back of my mind that like I fell off from like putting like editing videos or just putting making a design and stuff like that. You know, with having my own apartment, I couldn't afford to get a new computer or anything, or get the Adobe software. So it's just good. That was like the first thing I wanted to lock down, like once I moved out of my past apartment. So yeah, you definitely need that outlet, whatever it is, even if it's just like shooting hoops, which I would love to do. I haven't done that in 2 years also. I love basketball. So yeah, anything. It could be anything, but just to, you know, occupy yourself in a way other than working constantly or stressing out about work, you know, it's important to have that.
Definitely. Absolutely. I'm so glad we did this. I really am. I think.
Yeah, definitely. This is great.
Yeah. So we wanted to get into our top fives.
That's a loaded question. I've been thinking about that. So
I know you have some big opinions on this, and I think I know who's going to be your number one.
Okay.
I won't give it away, but go ahead with your top five dead or alive hip hop / rap.
So if that's just such a loaded question, like I'll always say Notorious B.I.G. is number one, but it's hard to say that at the same time because his career was so short lived. He only had one album when he was alive.
Just to make
it another quick. One when he it came out when he after he died. It was gonna release like shortly after he the single came out, like it was all recorded, but it was released after he died. So those two albums definitely like just got me into rap at a young age, and being like a white kid from the suburbs, like listening to this like black kid from Bedford-Stuyvesant and like going through the 80s and
that's die, do or die.
Yeah, exactly. So like a lot of people will say like, you can't relate to that music. Why are you listening to it? No, I want to hear like what other people had to go through. Like it's like a story. He tells a story. So when people say that, it's like, you just want to listen to white people singing country, or you want to just listen to like white people doing alternative rock? Like, yeah, I like both of those genres too. But as a young kid, like not knowing who you really are, and you hear Ready to Die for the first time, you're like, oh my god, like it was before I ever took a sip of alcohol or did anything or partied or anything, and it still like was amazing to me. So I gotta say Notorious B.I.G. number one.
So let's go we'll each show our number ones just to
okay all right
up. So John, you go ahead.
Eminem.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Kanye.
Ooh. Damn, okay.
Just because of his discography, like
Yeah.
Like he's
100%. He's up there. He's up
like
there.
The College Dropout. I haven't like my Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I mean, so much good stuff on there.
Graduation.
I think in terms of like Harvest
Dance.
Number of the Harvest Dance.
that's another category.
John, I'm gonna kick it to you. Do you remember what happened and what fight I broke up at the Harvest Dance?
I remember you used to break up a lot of fights.
Yeah, you were a mediator.
Yeah,
he's a social worker at all.
Yeah, that's awesome. Seeing it like come full circle.
I think you were telling me one time that you were at a basketball camp and you broke up a fight and then ended up getting punched.
Probably, I have no recollection of that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the fight. I just remember the Harvest Dance being a fall dance that we had in the school cafeteria in middle school.
I remember being very dark and only in one half of the already small cafeteria.
That's exactly what I remember.
Strange. It made me feel very awkward.
it was very strange. It was a lot of hype about
yeah.
About nothing.
I remember.
What fight did you break up?
It was between, I'm not going to say either name, but I did break up a fight.
It's a couple of hooligans, sixth grade hooligans. I don't even really remember, but yeah.
I'll throw it in chat. But anyway, we're going to move on. Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Oh, my God. I forgot about him.
Yeah, legendary stuff.
Two thumbs down.
Yeah. All right. Two thumbs down, exactly, on that guy. Matt, you go ahead, continuing with your top five. It doesn't, no order either way, just anyone.
Yeah, well, no, I'll say it in order, but it's a very hard question because
I know who it's going to be. I know who it's going to be. I'm going to throw it in chat, but you go ahead.
Did you know number one was going to be Biggie?
I thought number one was going to be Scott.
Travis Scott?
Scott Biscotti.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of him. So yeah, I don't think, I'm thinking of just like going off rap, like not artistry, but just like rapping. So Notorious B.I.G. number one and Tupac is number two, just because I think they're the two goats and they influence like everyone today. That's in my opinion, even though N.W.A. was around before them and like LL Cool J. I never listened to LL Cool J, but yeah, Tupac is number two for sure for me.
Yeah. It's just tough. I think it's your older brother's influence.
Like, well, that too, yeah. Yeah, I would
like,
say.
Because I
played 90s rap.
Yeah. Right. So that makes sense. John?
That's a good question. I think Matt's opinion holds more weight because Matt's like a historian.
Yeah.
I'm not a historian. I'm a fraud. There's so much to know. I don't know anything.
The reason I chose Eminem was also like based off rap alone, not artistry. Like artistry, I think Kanye, I would agree with you, Amon.
But he's also an amazing rapper too,
and so producer.
That's hard to place him in those categories.
Oh, Amon, can I just do a side note really quick? As you grown older and you got out of Syosset, have people ever asked you why do you pronounce your name Amon and not Amon?
Yes, Amon is the traditional Gaelic pronunciation.
Yeah,
I don't know how we ended up on Amon, and my parents don't know either.
Yeah, I love it, but the rapper's name is Amon too, which is awesome as well.
He needs to come on the podcast.
Yeah,
You could probably get him.
You'd be surprised. Amon. I had an Olympian on.
Awesome. I saw that. That's awesome, man.
But like, you just send a DM. And they're like, okay. Really weird. Like, you would not.
Uh-huh. We need to get you a nice studio.
Dude, look at this shit, man.
Yeah, this is it.
Man, this is a signed Tony Hawk right here.
Where is it?
Signed Tony Hawk.
Oh, that's awesome. Wait, what are those dolls called again?
Funko. Action figures? Funko.
Those figurines? I'm not thinking it's like a doll, okay. Oh, that's dope. Yeah. Damn. I love Hawk.
Finish your top five. I forgot what we were talking about.
Number two rapper.
Yeah, so my turn.
John, who's your number two?
Ooh, I don't know.
No, your list was in the DMs. It was like Jay-Z. Getting off track. All right, my number two, I'm going to go Kid Cudi. I know Matt was one of his big fans, but his humming is like sonically so pleasing to hear.
Yeah.
And I've loved all his
whole generation is soothed by that.
And I really like Kid See Ghost, my two favorite.
It's a really good record for sure.
Album, right? Titsy Ghost was an album too.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to correct you. But...
No, that's all good. I have that on vinyl, actually.
That's sick. Awesome. I have a thing on vinyl, but I don't have a record player. Matt, go ahead with your number three.
Let me just, I wrote this down. So definitely Biggie and then Tupac. And then I put Kendrick third just because I think he's the best of our time for sure. Like he's the best of
this generation.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, he's done a lot for the culture.
Good Kid, Mad City, like even Section 80. I think honestly, Section 80 is his best work, and he hasn't come out with anything. It's gonna be 4 years, so I hope he drops something this year.
Yeah, John, you were Lil Wayne was your next.
Oh yeah, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, I think is
yeah, for sure.
Underrated. Yeah. I got Tyler the Creator next for his artistry. I really liked Odd Future growing up. Like when he was do like crazy stuff and like A Day on the Dare on YouTube. I thought that was really cool. I don't know if you ever seen
Cockroach. And the world stood still.
Yeah. I mean, he knew how to get attention. It did look like he ate a cockroach. I'm still not convinced he actually ate a cockroach.
I think he did. I think he said he has. I don't think he would lie about that.
For the like,
he spat it out. He spat. I think you could really.
He spat see something out in the Yonkers video, but today he's like, he's come out as you know, bi, and he's or whatever. But he's.
So. I don't even know if he's come out, but I think like he's just like
he said it in lyrics and
yeah,
his
I forget Flower the, Boy,
but potato salad with ASAP Rocky. He came up with the lyric Philip, whatever. Like he's confirmed it in different ways, but his artistry, his most recent album was amazing and won an award. So Tyler Creator is my number three.
Yeah. You could see he's like a Kanye in my opinion, because he's like, his style just grows through each, like he has like a defining, like era of each album, like kind of have Kanye has, like he has a different like style, the way he dresses, a different like flow, different, rhythm and stuff like that. So yeah, he's 100% up there as far as an artist goes. Yeah, that Flower Boy album really like just changed. I always thought he was like a gritty rapper, like when he was coming out with that first album, he would say some like really
bastard
he would say some like questionable things on it, and then like when Flower Boy came out, it's like it was like bubbly and stuff like that. Like it was way different. So just seeing how he grew as an artist was amazing.
Bastard is the name of the album. I wasn't insulting my friend Matt.
Yeah, Bastard.
I just want to do a time check for you, Matt. I know you have a hard out. It's 1:30.
Okay. Yeah. No, let's finish this up then.
Are you still good?
Or
you
yeah, I'm still good. I'm still okay, good.
Cool.
So
wrap up the rest of your top five.
So yeah, I would say like Kanye has to be up. So I would say it's like Biggie, Tupac, Kendrick, Kanye. And then number five is a three-way tie between Jay-Z, Nas, and Eminem, I would say. So I don't know if you can take that as a reasonable answer. I think it's so hard to say who's better, Jay-Z or Nas or Eminem, in my opinion. But just me growing up, like I listened to Kanye more. Like me and John bought College Dropout together from Borders when we were like 12 years old. So like that was one of the most influential albums that got me into more that type of music. So yeah, I'd say it's Biggie, Tupac, Kendrick, Kanye, and then three-way tie between Jay-Z, Eminem, and Nas for the five spot for me.
All right, and then I got to go with RIP Mac Miller.
Yeah, of course.
And Eminem to round out my five.
Mm-hmm.
I remember yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Mac is just one of the best, 100%. He's another artist I like Tyler. You could see his growth through each album, and he has like different eras as well. I'm still upset about him dying. I was like really, really distraught when I first heard about it. I couldn't believe it. And he was like our age. He was like, I think he was only like 26 when he died. So I was not expecting that to happen. For a couple of years, there was like a lot of rappers just dying. So I hope no more artists who are very young continue to do so. But yeah, 100%. I'm just like, when you say top five rappers, I'm just thinking of like most influential, but also like just going off of rhyming and flow too. But I obviously like Mac Miller is one of the greatest in my opinion.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I know you're a hip hop expert over there.
So. No, I'm not an expert.
So John,
not an expert.
I want you to run through your top five favorite stand-up comics.
Ooh. I love comedy.
You're an expert in that.
I don't want to like it's all the usual what everybody says. Louis, Dave Chappelle, is like their one and two. I would add Ricky Gervais. I think his stand up is pretty good. And then here's where it like gets dicey. Once I name those three, then I have to go with like people like Norm Macdonald. Or
he was in Billy Madison, right?
He was in Billy Madison, yeah.
That guy's funny.
He's very like dry.
Yeah,
he do a like weekend update on SNL and he would get no laughs, but like cringe, like, oh my god, what did he just say?
right.
But it was hilarious.
And probably like I don't know. I've been really into Patrice O'Neal. I've been really into
God. He's you gotta watch him on ONA.
Yeah.
Done that.
I've been really digging the New York scene. Dave Attell, who's from Long Island, Patrice, Big Jokerson. Yeah. All those like guys that are from the East Coast. I've been really enjoying their comedy. I don't know if it's because I'm from the New York area, or if it's just like they're better. I don't know, but yeah. I really enjoy the New York comedy scene.
We gotta take a trip to the Cellar.
Yeah, or the Stand. The Stand, New York, once it reopens, is an awesome spot.
I think John Mulaney is pretty funny too, but I know he's like in rehab now. Right?
Hopefully, he's doing well. That was like very surprising.
I was not expecting. He seemed like a straight edge guy.
Yeah, but he has talked about like
alcohol. Was it alcohol?
Like his recovery? Yeah, it was alcohol and other stuff. But he's talked about it. But he seemed like so polished that you would never expect that. But
definitely,
hopefully he's doing well.
Yeah, hopefully he's doing good, for sure.
All right, guys, thank you very much. We've only scratched the surface.
Going down memory lane, you know. Yeah. I'm always down to do that.
I love to have you both on individually, and Matt, I think you need to start that podcast back up.
I would love to. I've talked to my friends about it, but just like with, you know, having whatever full-time jobs, it's hard, but maybe one day that would be awesome, because obviously you're doing this virtually, you're able to put this together nicely, so that would be great. And then maybe we could like collab or something.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I helped one of my other buddies, Gerard. Well, I didn't really help him. Like he said, like one of the reasons he started was seeing how I did it. He has the Runner Shuffle podcast. So shout out to him.
Awesome.
And thank you guys. We just need an outro song that we can all agree on.
Hell yeah. Whatever you want. I'm good with, you got a good taste. So.
All right. John, any suggestions?
No suggestions.
Why don't we do like a 2005 50 Cent throwback to like the
Sizzle
or something.
Many Men.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much. I'm definitely going to stay on.
Okay.
End the podcast, and shout out to everyone for listening.
All right. Can't wait to watch it, man. Peace out.
Thanks for having us.
An audio on Friday. Thank you guys for coming on. And this was awesome.
All right.
Going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, 'cause it's bad.